Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got an interesting interview with Eric Arnoldson from the Livingston Lure Company. And then lastly, some great summer smallmouth bass location tips from pro angler Jim Linder. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Finally fishing the Lund of your dreams from Hayward Power Sports. Built by fishermen, for fishermen. Catch your limit in a 2019 Lund 1775 Adventure Sport for just $350 a month. This brand new model comes fully loaded with a 90 horse Mercury 4-stroke, fish locator, trolling motor, travel cover, and more. Enjoy boating's best warranty with 3 years of bow to stern and lifetime hull coverage. Plus, it's transferable, adding to excellent resale value. Get your Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop in for their great lunch menu, and you can enjoy your lunch right out on their deck. Lynn's also has fresh cut-to-order steaks, as well as a great selection of brats and sausages for those great summer cookouts. Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, jerky, cheese curds, and much, much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and Sundays 10 to 3. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into Granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on an $18,000 Lumacraft boat powered by a 50-horse Mercury outboard sponsored by John's Motorsports of Hayward. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highways 27 and B in Hayward, open daily from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m.
We're recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, and helping out calls today with none other than Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
What do you think we're going to see the first couple of weeks of the muskie season? My prediction is it's going to be really critical for the first couple weeks anyhow to be picking your water, picking and choosing, because that water temperature is pretty cool out there.
Yeah, so I think with cooler water temps, that is definitely where you want to kind of be picking your battles, finding those bodies of water that maybe might be a little bit on the warmer side or have some other influences like a riverway or maybe darker water in general. I think water temperature will play a big role in anglers, you know, putting fish to hand and seeing active fish though.
What do you think the rivers are doing right now, though? Because we're looking at a lot of the cooler nights, and hopefully that'll change by the time this airs, but we've been getting these cooler nights, and a couple of weeks ago we actually even got a little dusting of snow, but we're talking about a lot of colder water seems to be coming down the rivers. Where you normally expect it to be warmer around the mouth of the rivers, it gets colder.
It's colder
around,
yeah. And almost, I mean, we're on the flowage, and, you know, take as a, for instance, one area where the riverway, and okay, so we have a lot of water right now in our rivers. The rivers, I would say, are full.
And that's going to affect things, too.
And that will affect things greatly. But we had probably at least a 5 to 6 degree temperature difference from a river where it was coming in to any other portion that was maybe windblown or, you know, beaten with the sun and, you know, warming. Some of those riverways can be beneficial, but I think it's more so finding that area where you have flowing water coming in, but finding that mix of combination where you meet your warmer water.
You know, and that's not only going to hold true for muskies, but just about any fish out there. Fish are cold-blooded critters, and 1 degree temperature difference is a huge thing to a fish. Not much to us, but it's a huge thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're cold outside and it's a little chilly, you know, you're going to put a jacket on. They're going to find the warmest water possible for that given time of the year for what they need to do.
You know, panfish, they started to come in. I don't know where they'll be by the time we air this, weeks from now, we're recording it. But they started to come in, then they kind of got booted right out again with the cold, and that's going to be, hopefully we don't get a lot of that, because that kind of leads to some bad year classes sometimes.
Yeah, and I've noticed that too. You know, it seems like the drop of the hat, Memorial weekend, some of our smallmouths are starting to spawn, and I think it's going to prolong our, you know, that fishery and, you know, fishing pre-spawn, staging smallmouths still for a number of days, you know, after the Memorial weekend. So,
you know, typically when we get these springs, you know, it seems to me more like it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little cooler in the month of May. And it seems that, you know, I remember using when musky season used to open the first weekend, we'd be out there dragging suckers around.
Yeah.
You know? So, but yeah, I think what I'm going to think is that the fishing for walleyes and panfish and everything else is going to be real strong all the way through June for sure, and maybe even to July.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that one bit. I think June is going to be a fantastic month for a lot of anglers.
You know, and we're going to talk about smallmouth bass as we get farther into the show here. I know you guys are all geared up here at Hayward Bait. Lots of stuff in here, just about anything that anybody could need for outdoors, you know, and even some boating stuff, but you got all kinds of fishing stuff, everything.
Oh yeah, if we don't have it, well, we can order it for you, but you probably don't need it then.
and good source information, anybody visiting the Hayward area, if you're looking for some spots on the lake or some fishing information. I know you work here part-time when you're in here quite a bit, and there's a couple other guys that are in here, and a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, if anyone's just looking, you know, maybe to find what right lure presentation and maybe pick up a lure or two, but just maybe getting a little bit of that upper hand and enjoying your experience on the water that much better.
Well, you know, we're gonna take a break right now, and I've got another interesting interview pertaining to the sound and the lures make in the water and stuff, so stay tuned. We're gonna be back right after these messages.
Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and they've now expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. No matter what you're fishing for, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. And while you're there, in their bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. And also don't forget, now they carry Shoremaster docks, lifts, and accessories at Hayward Bait and Bottle.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports features Tracker, America's number one selling aluminum fishing boats. No fishing trip is too much for a 2019 Tracker Targa with a 150-horse Mercury 4-stroke, Lowrance Hook 7 color fish finder, and Minn Kota Power Drive trolling motor. All for just $33,845 or as little as $436 a month. Plus, you get the Tracker Promise, the best factory warranty in the business, and Tracker's no-hassle, no-haggle value pricing coast-to-coast. See Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping co-host today is Eric Tuohy. Eric, I know Bob was on last week's show, and we had Pete Mean in there talking about lure noise, topwaters make different noise, and, you know, sound travels way faster in water and farther in water. So anybody that thinks sound's not a factor, you got to think that again.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge thing, and a lot of, well, fish have a lateral line for a reason. They need, it's part of their makeup as a critter, and they need to be able to, you know, hear and feel that in that lateral line to potentially react and bite on something as well.
I know you have in store here at Hayward Bait, you've got some Livingston lures in now, and Livingston's one of the companies out. They've got lures out with what they call EBS, electronic bait fish sound. And we're going to talk to one of the top guys there from Livingston Lure, Eric Arnoldson. So let's hear what he has to say about how they come up with the sounds and some of the things that they know about that. We're talking to Eric Arnoldson from down at, in Texas, down at Livingston Lures. And Eric, you know, you guys got a kind of a unique product out there, something that's different from what we've seen out there over all the years of fishing.
Yeah, I agree. I think we bring the sound element, which now completes all three senses. You know, you've got sight, you got scent, and now you have the sound.
Well, you know, sound is an important factor. I mean, some of us up here, I started out as a muskie guide years ago, and we learned real quick that, you know, little subtle differences in the sound of one particular bait versus another of the same make and model would make a difference, or if it got out of tune would make a difference. In sound, we started adding rattles, and we did a lot of things to try to, you know, get more strikes from the fish. But it's not just muskies, it's everything. And fish, they don't live in a totally quiet environment. Actually, sound travels farther and faster underwater than it does through air. So it makes common sense that, you know, fish respond to noise and sound too.
Yes, no, absolutely. You know, a lot of people at the beginning, when we came out, you know, they were saying, well, is sound a gimmick? And my first question to them would be, do your lures have rattles? And their answer would be yes. And then I actually would tell them, well, obviously they're loose, so they're not made for weight distribution of the lure. They are made to attract fish with the sound of a rattle. Okay. And so once, you know, we explain to the people saying, hey, here you have the sound of a rattle versus the actual sound of a shad or of a craw or of a brim or of a croaker. So, you know, we've come a long way, and people now, once they try it, we get just hundreds of emails of these amazing testimonials of people's experience with the sound. And it's great to hear because it's like you mentioned earlier, you know, here's a product that just revolutionized the fishing industry with sound.
Well, you know, we're talking about sound. I mean, pretty common that people know that rattles and baits attract fish. Rattles work. And spinners and stuff work as long as you're moving the lure. This adds a whole nother dimension because a lot of fish, like smallmouth bass in particular, they like to sit there and hit a lure in a pause when it's almost dead in the water, sometimes between jerks or twitches. And when you got a lure, it makes sense. It doesn't matter whether they're responding to it as an actual fish sound or they're responding to it as a sound. It still is making sound while it's sitting there, whether even if it's not being moved sometimes.
That's absolutely correct. We do seminars and demonstrations throughout the country in, you know, Bass Pro Shops. And you know, I'll take a competitor's lipless bait when we're doing our seminar. We'll talk about sound and all the good stuff of why we think Livingston, they should go out to the aisle and buy it. And so we'll put our competitor's rattle trap in the middle of the tank, so, you know, dead stick it halfway from the bottom to the top in the middle of the tank. And you will see or not see any of the fish react in any way, just dead stick there. So I'll take our lure, and instead of doing the same thing, putting it next to that competitor's rattle trap that's absolutely doing nothing, we take ours and I pitch it to the end of the tank and I let it sink to the bottom. Within 3 seconds, the fish start to go locate this sound, and it becomes a feeding frenzy from fish to fish, from mouth to mouth. And it doesn't matter if it's dead stick or it's moving, you see the difference between a lure that's just sitting there silent and a lure that's sitting there with the sound of a shad in distress on a 4-second cycle on, 4-second cycle off. It's amazing.
How do you get these sounds, Eric? I mean, you record them underwater? Or?
Well, you know, that's a very good question, and it's a very expensive process. I'm in the process right now of acquiring some Dungeness OB crab sounds, and so I've have to hire commercial fishing vessels off the coast of Nova Scotia, off the coast of Alaska, We will capture these crabs, obviously, during the season when it's legal, and we'll take them back to a holding area, to these tanks where they're acclimated, and then we will start to feed them. And we will lower these very sensitive hydrophones that we have, hydrophone recorders, that will record the sound. So a lot of the sounds that are existing in our library have come from various universities doing all type of different tests, you know, from the sound decibel, it has to be at a certain decibel level, and all this good stuff. So while we're recording sounds in lab at two different universities in Texas and in Florida, that's how we capture a lot of our sounds.
Well, a lot of interesting things there, you know, and Livingston has got a pretty wide selection of lures, and they've even went into the musky aspect or the predator line, and I've been throwing a lot of the musky stuff and the walleye and bass stuff, and the musky stuff, it adds a whole nother dimension that you can add to your arsenal when you're out there hunting these fish.
You know, we've got two guys that are just phenomenal. We got Pete Maida and Steve Herbick. Steve Herbick is just relentless on, you know, the making sure that the actions are erratic. Like we were talking earlier about the flash of the belly on our Squeaky Pete compared to the competitor's bait, how effortlessly it really is to fish when you're fishing a 10 or 11 inch lure. It doesn't really take a whole lot of toll on your shoulders. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, Pete's seen it and Steve has seen it time and time again. And so we have a new product, which, you know, we came out with a crab collar for Captain Wild Bill for the Deadliest Catch. And, you know, we ventured into the commercial world where we're selling it all over the world now to Russia, Argentina, Norway, you name it. The crab collars for King Crab are on the way to different destinations. So Pete's like, hey, make me a unit with bait fish sound so I could, you know, test it during ice fishing. I said, great. So I sent, you know, the fish magnet to both Steve and Pete. And so, you know, they were with Gillespie. They make their hole. They got their Lowrance or whatever they're using, you know, to mark fish and see bottom and whatnot. So takes the unit and there's no fish marking. So they took the unit and lowered it to 75 feet. And within about 5 seconds, the grass started just lighting up, you know, with fish. So then they took it from 75 feet. They brought it up to 50 feet and the fish followed. So then they took it to 25 feet and the fish followed. And, you know, when he saw that and both Steve did the same test, they were just floored. You know, like Pete said, look, we don't know if it triggers the bite, but it certainly is calling the fish to the sound source, like it's doing with the crab, our blue crab. It's doing it with the bay lobster off the coast of Nova Scotia. So, you know, sound's here to stay, and it's revolutionizing your, you know, commercial market and your recreational trapper for weekends, you know, or people who have homes off the coast of Louisiana and Florida for blue crab, craw, or lobster.
You mentioned you're talking about the fish magnet, but and that's a little bit larger unit. You've actually got a thing you call a sound bullet too.
Yes, sir. It's called the Livingston Bullet, and that was built by demand. We were getting so many calls and so many emails saying, man, you guys should do this. You guys should do this. And I sent it to Pete, and Pete loved it. And, you know, like you said, it's a very versatile unit. You can use it salt water, fresh water, cold water. You know, we've caught anything from crappie to muskies to snapper, Cubero snapper off of Florida. So, yeah, it's a great unit because you could pretty much take it and design your own lure around it. You know, you can put it in front of dead bait, live bait, put it on a bobber, like you said. It comes in a floating version, but in the packaging, it brings two weights. It brings a 14 gram and a 7 gram weight, or you could put both weights together to get it down to the bottom quicker. So yeah, that unit is available and will be ready, on the market here. You know, we're just finalizing, the packaging and product is ready and being painted as we speak. And, it's coming in 5 colors and, I'm not sure of the retail yet, but it's going to be cheap and it's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, I tell you what, one of my local sponsors here, Hayward Bait and Bottle, does carry the Livingston stuff now. And if they also can go right to your website, what's the website at?
www.livingstonlures.com.
You bet. You know, and they can ask me about the stuff, I can tell them what I know. And, you know, everything we can do, I mean, it's a lot of little things from the sonar equipment we've got now and the depth finders. I run the Hummingbird stuff. And no matter mm-hmm. what we do, everything we do, we're actually sharpening our skills and getting a little bit of an advantage. And sometimes it ain't even enough. I mean, the fish are going to be the fish sometimes, but you can't make them bite, but you sure can do everything you can. And sound is just another thing. Yeah, sound is another thing that's that you correct. Can do to put in your advantage.
Absolutely. You know, and especially when it's a natural biological sound that they know well. For instance, when they bite a perch and they're eating the perch, that perch is compressing its inner bladder, and it's making a sound. That's the sound that we have of a perch in distress, or a Cisco feeding frenzy. So these fish, when they hear it, they know what they're going for. They're going straight for the easy kill, for the bait fish that they know they're not going to have to work hard for because it sounds wounded. And so, you know, there, like you said, there's a lot of factors that go into why a fish strikes or why he doesn't. But certainly, you know, we think it definitely adds an advantage. It does not curtail. I think it helps big time.
Eric, I want to thank you for taking the time here with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you so much. And, you know, for your people who listen out there, you know what, we really appreciate you all in that area using the musky stuff. And so we want to extend a discount code courtesy of my wonderful friend here. Use the ABA 15, and that'll give you a 15% discount for all the loyal listeners of my buddy's radio show. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, and then just go to your website and order from there too.
And order from there, and I have the discount code right there where it says add discount, and you're good to go.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Hey, you have a wonderful day, and hope to see you up there in the water soon. I'll be up there soon.
Well, that was interesting, too, and if you notice on the end of that thing, he actually offered a code. Anybody goes, if they're on their website, they can get a 15% discount code. And if you want it right away, you can come in the store here and get it, too. So, if you know, you've got them here, but if you want to order it online, you can, too.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, you know, we carried a little bit of Livingston last year. We've expanded that in our store this year. Anything from bass topwater all the way to, you know, some really nice musky baits. So there's something for everyone that Livingston is producing. And, you know, I know once I start fishing with one, and if I'm not fishing with it, I'm going to start wondering, should I have that? That sound, there's, you know, something about it. So
every little thing we can do makes a difference. You know, we need to take a break again right now and hear from more of our friend sponsors. We'll come back. We got another short interview and a wrap up on the show.
Check out OC Outfitters for all your fishing, hunting, and camping needs this year. They're ready to get you out on the lake with everything from rods and reels to licenses and live bait. Come see their Columbia clothing for men, women, and children. They have a full line of shirts, rain gear, shorts, and jackets, and they have new rifles, shotguns, and handguns to choose from. New this season, a propane filling station. That's OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open 7 days a week. Phone 715-634-1044.
Are you in need of marine service? If so, call Earl's Marine. They're located on County Cay between the Big Lakes. Earl's Marine is the local Evan Rood Johnson authorized sales and service representative. Need a boat lift? Earl's Marine handles shore stations. Need a boat or pontoon for a few days? Call for rental information. Since 1966, Earl's Marine has provided outstanding marine service to this area. For outstanding service, open 7 days a week for sales with mechanics on duty Monday through Saturday.
Call Earl's Marine today at 634-4783.
The most common bills you can't prepare for are vehicle repairs and medical expenses. Quick Check in Hayward is here to help when you're a little short. Get the cash you need today when the unexpected happens between paydays. Keep your utilities on. Avoid late fees and overdraft charges. When there's too much month at the end of your money, Quick Check is the safe, secure, and easy way to get you the emergency funds you need. Quick Check, next to Hayward Bait and Tackle, 715-634-9753.
pet owners, if there's a word better than inexpensive, it's free. Hayward Animal Hospital has always offered a free wellness exam with the vaccination of your pet. Your cat or dog will be given the highest quality and most comprehensive vaccines available to ensure continued protection against a variety of diseases with no hidden exam fees. The next time your pet needs vaccinations, consider a free wellness exam and Dr. Ostrander's over 30 years of experience. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. Myself, John Myrie, and helping out co-host today is fishing guide Eric Tuohy. And Eric, you know, we're talking about smallmouth bass. You know, one of your favorite fish is smallmouth, and as in mine, and they're a blast to catch. But that location from when you are now in the spring as we get into summer does change.
Oh, drastically. And, you know, there's a little kind of few things that, you know, just location that I try to look forward to. But, you know, a lot of times we end up sliding out a little deeper, actually. Yeah. So
I've got a good interview with Jim Linder from Linder's Angling Edge talking about summer smallmouth location. Let's hear that. Well, James, summer smallmouth location, obviously it's different in a flowage versus a deep, clear, natural lake. But any good tips you can give people on location in the summer?
The best ones during the summer, you know, a lot of times people don't realize that. Actually, smallmouth do like weeds, but they like weeds with rock or hard bottom around them. Those are really key spots to find them. The other thing for small, if you really want to become a lot of really hardcore bass aficionado, you know what's really critical? And it's really easy. Boulders.
Boulders?
Go identify the largest underwater boulders on those points, sunken islands, and you might be really surprised. Put a GPS or a coordinate on that boulder and cast around it. That boulders are a really big thing. Just particularly if you get boulder fields. I think it has a lot to do with crayfish. You know, those types of areas have really a tendency to gather crayfish, and that's where they key in. And I know a lot of good tournament bass anglers that we fish against up in those Canadian events and even throughout the, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, that boulders are a big thing for finding big smallmouths throughout the summer months.
But, you know, and the thing too is that, you know, it's easy to find those boulders now when you got things like the hummingbird with side imaging and stuff.
And you wouldn't even believe it. Absolutely. It's amazing because that's the first thing I do before I even start fishing. I'll zigzag or drive over an area and just identify all those critical high spots and those largest boulder piles. And then I'll turn around and come back through and fish right back through those, casting right at those coordinates. And the biggest thing is that really, it makes you far more efficient. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times these fish aren't spread out on these spots like peanut butter on toast. The fish are really positioned on very specific types of underwater cover, and that being boulders in this case. So you're casting right to those boulders, and it's a lot more efficient.
Well, you know, one of the things you talked about was big boulders. The bigger, the better, and they're actually pretty easy to find if you got stuff like your hummingbird side imaging.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're running that mega, and you're able to, even while you're fishing, I've noticed being able to run that just with the trolling motor on, I can still decipher really good boulder. I mean, they're gonna show up. You can actually then go and pinpoint each one of those boulders and go back at any point in time during your season and target these boulders, because some of your biggest smallies will relate to those very just tight-knit little spots.
One thing I will remind people too, though, if you're running side imaging, I don't care what brand it is, I run the Hummingbird, but if you're side imaging and, you know, 100 feet out there side of the boat or 50 feet out, you spot a bunch of big boulders, and you go out there and put a GPS waypoint on that from your screen, that boulders are not going to be exactly where that GPS waypoint is, because you got to remember, depending on how deep the water, you're not only looking straight out, but you're looking down at an angle, so it changes the distance.
Yeah, so it's more of a reference to, well, let's not run the boat right on top of them, but it gives us a reference of where we should be casting and making those presentations. And even, you know, if we're in clear water, we might be able to slide in and actually visually see some of those at certain depths. And that way, too, you know, you're able to drop shot, you're able to use all these other tactics where we can keep a bait really close by without removing it from them, and also make them angry or hangry, as I'd like to say, and eat it. So
you bet. You know, and a couple of newsworthy items here. You know, last time I checked, they were close to, it was like between 2,500 and 3,000 northerns harvested since the first of the year off the flowage, trying to thin that population down a little bit. We're about out of time this week, though. I mean, I want to remind folks that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website at WNORadio.net. From there, you can link to the podcast or go on Spotify. It's on there. Eric, I want to thank you for coming on here today.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
And folks, we're out of time for this week, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting outdoor show.
I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.